This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A new report out today looks at the economic well-being of the center region of the country, from Minnesota down to Louisiana, including Arkansas. It's called the State of the Heartland, Factbook 2018, and is being released by the Walton Family Foundation and the Brookings Institution. One of the authors, Ross DeVoy, with the Walton Family Foundation, joins me now. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Michael.
First, tell me the goal of this extensive report.
Well, the goal was to have a common frame of reference for people who are wanting to understand the broad economic performance of the heartland, the center of the country, relative to the rest of the country, rather than allow perceptions to rule the day. We decided to put together facts so we could all have a common framework to evaluate how we're doing here in the center of the country versus the rest of the country.
And one key takeaway suggested by this report is that the economy of this area is doing better than is often perceived. Explain what's meant by that.
Well, there's this perception, especially on the West Coast and East Coast, that the center of the country has lagged substantially behind the rest of the country. But on many indicators, and actually out of the 27 that we compiled, the Heartland does better in about 25% of them. And one of the reasons for that was that we adjusted for the difference in cost of living in one location versus another. So as housing prices and other costs on the West Coast especially escalate quite rapidly, whatever wage you earn goes towards paying for higher housing costs. Well, once you adjust for the differences in what you can purchase with your income, the heartland, the center of the country, actually does much better than you might think.
And you're also seeing some trends as well, rising wages, decreasing poverty.
That's right. We've seen average wage increases here in the center of the country, including Arkansas, which actually had real wage gains when you adjust for inflation, above the heartland average and essentially matching the non-heartland area. So you've seen much better performance here than you might hear about on one of the weekend talk shows when they're talking about this part of the country.
And what challenges does this region face?
Probably the biggest challenges we face are making sure that we have entrepreneurs we're starting companies, get access to early-stage risk capital. Also, the heartland doesn't invest as much in R&D as many of the coastal areas do. So I would say the other major area we need to improve upon is post-secondary education. Average educational attainment is substantially below the coast, and that's an area where we need to continue investing here, because there's a very high rate of return to having more adults with a bachelor's degree or above.
And any specific suggestions for how we can accomplish that?
One area that I think we need to focus on here in the center of the country is we have some outstanding research universities, but we haven't been as successful at supporting the infrastructure within the universities to encourage new firms being started out of that research, whether it's by academic faculty or licensing intellectual property to existing firms. And I think with the right focus, that's an area that the Heartland can do much better. Greater utilization of its universities through research, discovery, commercialization, and also improving access to higher education.
Well, there's a lot more to this report, and our listeners can find a link to the full report on our website, KUAR.org. Any final comments, suggestions you would like to make concerning what's in this report?
I think if you look at it overall, it suggests that the Heartland is doing much better than some of the stereotypes that you might have heard coming from the coast. There certainly are some challenges, but we're doing much better than many people might suspect.
That's Ross DeVall, one of the authors of this report, State of the Heartland, Factbook 2018, being released today by the Walton Family Foundation and the Brookings Institution. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.